Hey y'all, we are back for another episode of Raw with a Purpose. I am Titani Harris, author, speaker, business consultant, CEO of TMH Behavioral Services, and founder of TMH Man Cave.
Hey y'all, I'm Latasha Davis, couples, marriage, family, and relationship expert and vice president of the best TMH Behavioral Services.
Yes, the best VP in the business.
Madam VP.
Oh, this episode.
This is going to be a good one. This is going to be funny.
How you doing today, Tosh?
I'm doing good, girl.
You ain't getting it out? I can't stand you. What you laughing for this episode?
Because it's going to be a funny one.
Okay, so y'all know I like to work out, or maybe y'all don't. I love going to the gym.
Y'all be seeing them videos. Y'all be seeing them videos on IG and Facebook. Shout out to Deionis.
Yes, Chicago Body Shop.
Yes.
But I wanted today, this episode, like, to be a snack or eat a snack, because it is hard.
Because that is the question.
It is hard, y'all, but we want to talk about the importance of exercise and eating right and how it's good for your mental health.
Right.
As you know, when you work out, you release these mood-boosting endorphins that help you feel good. Mm-hmm. I know, like, for some people, exercise can be daunting, but I think the issue is that when people think of exercise, they think of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, exercise look different for everybody. Like,
right.
You used to like to go to dance class.
Did you hear the language behind
you
it?
You used to.
But it was like a little shade.
No shade.
You used to.
I mean, and we're going to talk about that, like, mm-hmm. your own journey with working mm-hmm. out. But no, it's so good. It goes hand in hand. Like, even when I was practicing therapy, I would check in with my clients and say, hey, do you work out? Because that will help. You know, help you mm-hmm. feel better. It's good for your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
We know that certain foods contribute to, you know, yeah. how you feel, you know, physically and mentally. So
right.
I'm excited for this episode.
We know you are. See how I feel about it.
Well, okay, so let's talk about, like, your own journey and some of your challenges. And I've mm-hmm. had challenges, too, with diet and exercise. And especially you get a certain age and
mm-hmm.
making sure you're taking care of yourself, not just mentally, but physically, too.
I don't want to do it. What else do you want me to stop? So it is. It's just like, I literally would save so many YouTube videos, like, and I look at them like, man, that look like I can do that. I'm going to start
yes.
on. And then I'm like, nah, it ain't today. You know, like, I get so amped because they do, and it's no excuse but myself. Mm-hmm. I have no victim blaming on anybody, but because the social media brings so much out that's even easy for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Like, it's really easy to do. You know, that 5 minutes that I put that Philly steak sandwich in my mouth. Oh, it tastes so good. I could have exercised, but it don't give me the same pleasures.
Well, I cannot. We got to get through this episode. I hear that. But on the flip side, it's like, you still want to feel good.
Yeah.
And like, and here's the thing.
But they got green peppers on there.
I know that.
But you're right. But the thing is, what you did say, and I'm sorry to cut you off,
okay.
but you said it do make you feel sluggish.
Yeah.
When you're eating certain foods and you be like, it feels good in the moment, but you be like, I'm got the itis.
Yes.
I'm tired. I don't feel like when I make a smoothie, I do feel energetic. I feel like I can do some work. I can feel like I can do lunch. I have a release of energy. So
yes.
it is a difference.
And you know why you have that release of energy? Because you're putting the good stuff in your body.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can't have your moments, because we all do. Like, I believe everything is in moderation. I'll say I don't believe in keto diet, pescatarian, meat only. Like, I'm a person, flexitarian. So
yeah.
I believe in moderation. And that's the key. Like, you have to decide, like, okay, and you have to eat things that you like. There's
mm-hmm.
no point of saying, I'm going to be on this diet. I don't
mm-hmm.
like the word diet.
I don't
like
to do diet.
I
like just
the word
like
lifestyle.
Eating. Like, I want to
yep.
eat better. And that's what I'm doing. Like, I don't, oh, you, if I say I don't want to eat meat this day, oh, you on a diet. No, I just don't want to eat meat today.
Yeah.
Really, some days I just don't have a taste for meat. And then every days I don't even have a taste for anything.
Yes.
It's just like, but you know you have to eat something. And
yeah.
even incorporating, like, I'm very big about, too, like, even if I do eat something that's not as heavy, but at least I had a salad or something to incorporate.
Salads don't keep me full, though.
But, I mean, at least, you know, I'm like, okay, even if I, you know, something, and, like,
yes.
I feel good about eating something. But then it'd be days I eat really good, and I'm gonna tell the story.
Okay.
I think I ate good for 3-4 days straight.
Wait, let's back up a little bit, because we have a different dynamic, because, like, I like to be in the gym, and I am just a tad bit more healthier.
She's more healthy. Ain't no tad bit to it. She is. She is a workout. She's the workout queen. I am the, I'm going to have what I'm going to have queen.
But I will say there's a good balance because we hold each other accountable, mm-hmm. and we push each other. Would you say that's?
You're supporting the entrance. And I'm going to tell the story.
Okay, fine. Tell the story. Stop telling my business.
No, this is my business because it was my own personal judgment of what I wanted to do at that moment.
Okay.
She always have a tendency to call at the wrong time with food. I'm sitting at Harold's, my favorite one on 87th and the Den Ryan. I said, yeah, baby, I ate 4 days straight. This is my cheat day. I'm going to get this six-piece mouth sauce.
She said cheat day and not cheat meal. It should be a cheat meal.
Hey, it might have been the only meal I probably ate that day, but I'm in Harold's waiting for number 79 to be called. This one calls. Booski, what you doing? I said, I'm out. She said, what you doing out? I said, girl, I am at Harold's. She said, well, why are you saying like that? What's up? I said, because you're judging and I can hear it. I'm eating this Harold's whether you like it or not. Oh, it's getting ate today. And it was so funny because she just have a tendency to call at different times. You'd be like, I don't even tell her what I'm eating because I know she's going
to
be like
and
that.
And I feel bad because I don't be judging you, but I'm just holding you accountable. Yeah, like, you share your goals with me. And so I'm like, okay, I know she wants to do better. Let me just check in with her and see how she's doing.
Did you get a six-piece or four-piece? And that would have been like, man, maybe that four-piece would be, but you'd be like, so what are you doing? I'm like, I was like, I'm eating this Harold.
Listen.
But she is good about being accountable. But I would say, too, also, I'm just joking around. She don't make me feel guilty or anything like that. She does a good job of, like, if I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it. She don't really say much. You know, she like, what you eat? I'm like, hey, I'm having this today. And this is what it is.
But what I always tell you, like, one, I don't want to say bad meal, but one fun meal doesn't have to ruin the whole day. So, like, if you eat something that like normally you wouldn't eat or like just indulging, the next meal should be
something like
something healthy
and something you enjoy. Yeah, like I know healthier. So and typically I would like then I because I enjoy like lobster tails. That's my thing. So she'll know I eat the lobster tails and salad. That's my thing.
I love it.
And then I do air fry wings and salad. So those are things I really do enjoy making. It's real quick and it's good to me. So that's something I do offset it when I, you know, when I'm on consistency. I say that when I'm on consistency, that's what I would do. But it is important and for the mental health and the physical health because you do see a difference in how you feel mentally and physically when you working the system together.
Yeah. I do want to share a story. Like when we first, our first trip together.
Zoom in on the eyes. Zoom in on the eyes.
When we traveled together, our first trip, we went to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you your props because this is our first trip together and we had never worked out together. So I was like, hey, let's go to the beach and work out.
Zoom in.
So was it a workout class we were going to?
Yeah, it was on the beach.
It was on the beach. And
on the little gazebo.
On the gazebo. And y'all, all I know is we doing something. We're exercising. And I'm in it.
She was.
I look up. This one gone. She had left the gazebo. She had left, and I was like, Tasha, where you going? She was like, go on, Angela.
I said, go on, Angela, because Boopy finna sit down and had his drink. Okay, so that was it for me.
Funny, but I was so proud of you because you was like, I'm going to work out. And to your credit, when we travel together, you if you feel like it, you will get up and do some
exercise. Probably every other two trips or three trips. Because I did it in Miami. We did it in New York.
Yes.
No, we're not New York. What was that last trip we went on? It was something.
Okay.
But we did. Like, every other few trips, I throw a little workout here, and I get it one time, and I'm like, okay, that's consumed me for 6 months, so.
But no, y'all know we spent this episode laughing a lot. But no, seriously, on a serious tip, you know, overall physical activity and eating well is good for your mental health. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this, like, it doesn't have to be the gym. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be weights. It can be a brisk walk.
Yeah, walking is my thing.
Yep, it can be a brisk walk. It can be a dance class. It can be yoga. It can be Pilates. I think the key is finding what you enjoy and what works for you and giving yourself, if you're someone who doesn't work out or wants to get into exercise, maybe say, okay, for 10 minutes, I'm going to go for a walk.
Right.
Or I'm going to do 20 jumping jacks. Like, the thing is to do
something.
To start something. working out and eating right is good. It teaches you self-discipline, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. It helps you make better decisions. Like, when you're eating well, you'll notice. You'll notice a you'll feel different, yeah, right? It gives you energy. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, good mental health and good physical health go hand in hand because they're both connected.
Now, do we help with stamina?
Yes, it helps with stamina. Actually, I'm glad you said stamina because having sex is exercise. That's good for you too. If you you know what I mean, it is. Sex is also a good
activity. I know it is. Mental. I'm just saying it.
Anyway,
got to my own, and I don't need exercise outside it.
This fool. Do you have any other tips before we wrap up this episode? Bam.
No. So basically, I agree. Mental health and physical health is important. It's something that's a continued struggle. And I like the balance that you have someone who do exercise so they can come from their perspective, yep, which is you, and come from my perspective, who's a struggling exercise. The struggle is real, but having someone who does it and be supportive,
yep,
can help always you when you are ready to like be that consistent, or just if you're sporadically jumping in and out. So it's nice to have that support in that form. It's not helpful for a person who's just like on your back, because you be like, okay, I ain't doing none of that. It's because I'm a rebellious person. I'm just gonna not work with you. Okay, I'm like, I'm not doing it. But having someone who's supportive, who does it, and like she said, she gives me little things, so it's not overwhelming.
Yes.
So that's the thing. She like, do this, Booski. Don't do, just start here, and then it build up from that. So I think having someone who is supportive, who does it on a consistent basis, who can give you little tips to help you and feel good about doing it, that goes a long way.
Okay, all right. Well, that is another episode of Raw with a Purpose. Make sure y'all follow us at Raw with a Purpose on all social media. Mm-hmm. Follow me at Titani Harris, TMH Man Cave.
And follow me on IG at LatashaD29.
And follow TMH Behavioral Services.
Yeah, because we have a website.
All that. All right, that. Y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Eat those greens now. With the pig meat.
Get on the treadmill.
Bye.